moving on here. So the scriptures strongly establish that we can become as gods. Joseph Smith made an interesting statement about God and man. Here's what he said. God himself could not create himself. Intelligence is eternal and exists upon a self-existent principle. The first principles of man are self-existent with God. If men do not comprehend the character of God, they do not comprehend themselves. Here then is eternal life, to know the only wise and true God. And you have to learn how to be gods yourself and to be kings and priests to God, the same as all the gods have done before you, namely by going from one small degree to another, from a small capacity to a great one, from grace to grace, from exaltation to exaltation. The mind, or the intelligence which man possesses, is co-equal with God himself. Those are pretty great words. Those come from the King Follett Discourse. So he tells us here that the intelligence of man is eternal. We never had a beginning. We'll never have an end. And God himself could not create himself. So what's the key to here that he talks about is the principles of man are coexistent with God himself. And the intelligence of man, he said, never had a beginning. And he said, if something has a beginning, it has to have an end. So, if man never had a beginning, then where did everything start? We'll go ahead and cover a few more details before we get into that. In the beginning, he went into the first verse of Genesis, which is kind of interesting. He said it's translated, the beginning is translated from the Hebrew Rishith, which is often translated as chief or first fruits, and it's derived from Rosh, which means the head. So he retranslated the first verse this way. In the beginning, the head, one of the gods, brought forth the gods. So that was an interesting translation. But the head, one of the gods, comes from the word beginning, and he translated the head one as head one instead of the beginning, because the Rishith can be translated as chief or head. So he translated that as the head one of the gods brought forth the gods, which is a pretty interesting interpretation. Okay, so in the beginning, according to the Bible then, we talk about the gods, and it comes from the word Elohim, and the word Elohim means gods, not singular, but plural. So wherever we see the word God in the Old Testament, normally it comes from several different words, but the main word it comes from is Elohim, which means gods, plural. Man is to become as one of, not me, but us, to know good from evil. So when we know good from evil, we then have the opportunity to share the consciousness of God. And we are beings that really never had a beginning. And this goes along with esoteric teachings. The esoteric teachings tells us in the beginning we were monads. And as monads, we were eternal. We never really had a beginning to our existence. We had perhaps a beginning to our evolution, but not to our existence itself. We were like a monad is a point in divine space, and there's an infinite number of points in divine space. And when the point begins to vibrate, it's like the zero point. The zero point begins to vibrate, and you have numbers and two directions, negative numbers and positive numbers, and is there any end to a number? In a way, you have the beginning to the evolution, but there's no end to numbers. No matter how big a number you have, you can add one to it. But the numbers start at zero and go both directions. And the monad is basically the unevolved monads are basically a bunch of zeros in divine space. And when they begin to vibrate, they produce interplay, and the interplay produces intelligence. So in the beginning, man was intelligence, the light of truth, which was never created and never had an actual beginning. So the delayed version, it tells us that, gives us this interesting statement from Ecclesiastes 5:8. If thou see the oppressions of the poor and violent judgments, and judgments perverted, just as perverted in the province, wonder not at the matter, for he that is high hath another higher, and there are others still higher than these. So this is an Old Testament, and we apply this in relation to the hierarchy of gods. No matter how high up you get to the logos of the entire planet. He's pretty high up, but then you go to the solar logos, and he's higher. And you go to another logos that's higher still, it's called the one about whom naught can be said. It's over seven different solar systems. He's higher still. So we have an interesting array of lives in the universe that are called gods. And we as human beings can share the consciousness of God. And the key is to know good from evil. And to know good from evil, the key to that is soul contact. When the person has soul contact, then he can discern the right path to take when everybody else has taken the wrong path. And this often happens. It often happens that the disciple has to make a choice that goes against maybe over 90% of the people, sometimes 99% of the people makes that choice, because he's in contact with the soul within, and the people that are opposing them are not in contact, so they don't, they are unable to tell what is a good choice and what is not a good choice.
JJ?
Yeah.
I think when we think in terms of spiritual evolution and people are on a different level in their path of realization as to who they are as a divine being, when you're at a certain level, you have a certain level of understanding. The higher you go, the greater your level of understanding, and what appears to be bad here in the greater, higher context would not necessarily be bad. And I think there's a point where you move into soul contact, and above that, you're out of duality. You're out of the good and evil. So there's that evolutionary process to where you, not just soul contact, but identification, realization, and living as soul. And at that point, the game changes completely.
Okay.
Well, once you go to the higher kingdoms, there's you transcend the dualities, but as long as you are here upon the earth, there is a lot of good and evil to deal with. So we do definitely have the dualities there.
Without sounding completely bizarre, right before my brother passed away, I think I had what JJ is talking about. I think I had this very experience. worked for a bookstore called Spirit at Work in Boise. And a gal did a Reiki. I don't know what it was called, but it was because I was in a lot of grief. She didn't touch me or anything. She just had me close my eyes and she put her hands over the top of me. And I had an out-of-body experience where I could help my brother pass over. And I went into the spirit world and I saw what it was like to be in the universe. And I saw what it was like to be in the stars. And I knew what it was like to be a spirit. And I could travel fast. I could travel slow. There was no heat or cold, no pain, no body, no temperature.
Like Michael said, you felt there was no evil, right?
There was no human at all feelings. All there was space. And it was so different from what we know here on Earth. But I knew that it was the universe, and I knew that I could control where I wanted to go, or what I wanted, how fast I wanted to go, what universe I wanted to travel to. It was so bizarre without.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of weird experiences over it, but so yeah, you just think about being somewhere and you're there, is what they say.